This is Yitzhak Saftless coming up on Mind Your Business. We're going to be speaking with the CEO of John Hewitt of Liberty Tax Service, and then we'll have some more information about my new book, So What's the Bottom Line? Stay tuned for a great edition coming right up.
If you run a business large or small, get ready to take a lot of notes, because it's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saftless.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business here with Yitzhak Saftless on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. This show is all about real ideas, real people, real success stories on the legendary 77 WABC. This show is about all the ideas and questions and strategies that you want and need to get ahead in today's business world. And each week we feature a high-profile guest and ask them the questions that are on your mind. A note, next week we'll be having a very special show, which will be kind of a year-end wrap-up, which will feature the top tips and strategies and techniques, etc., from some of the amazing guests that we've had over the year, Captain Sullenberger, Jeffrey Hazlett, Steven Sadoff. I mean, we had some incredible guests today also. We have an incredible treat for our wonderful listeners. But again, next week's show will be kind of a wrap-up. Somehow we'll get it in our 1 hour, the 60 minutes, we'll get in the top tips from throughout the year on the Mind Your Business show here with Yitzhak Saftless. Well, we're going to get to tonight's guest right now because this is an incredible treat. We have on the line with us none other than John Hewitt, the CEO of Liberty Tax Service. Some background about our very distinguished guest, a veteran of 46 tax season. John began his career at H&R Block, where he became the youngest regional director, running over 250 offices. John went on to found two tax preparation firms, including Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. In 97, John founded Liberty Tax Service. Today, there are over 4,300 Liberty Tax Service offices operating across the United States and Canada. More on that in a bit. And certainly many of our listeners are familiar with those people running around with those Statue of Liberty hats. We'll get to that later in the program. Accounting Today magazine has named Mr. Hewitt one of the accounting profession's top 100 most influential people. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you're guaranteed to get your questions answered on tax preparation, the difference between an IRA and 401k, deductions, and how the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, will affect your business. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to John Hewitt. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Having a great day. Amazing.
Wow. Well, I can't thank you enough for taking out from your very busy schedule to share with the listeners of Mind Your Business here on 77 ABC. Let me jump right in. You're a pioneer in the development and use of specialized tax preparation software, which, of course, is on everyone's mind as we're approaching the end of 2015. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure.
Yes.
We started in a world without computers. My dad was a CFO of a public company in the 70s, okay. And he bought one of the first Apple computers, one of the first few thousand developed in this country, and he liked it better than the mainframe that was running his business, his public company. And so at the time I was a regional director for H&R Block. I was managing 250 locations. And my dad said, let's leave our jobs and computerize taxes. And I said, Dad, the computer can't even beat me at chess. How am I going to put the whole tax system on the computer? And he said, son, I'm going to do it. And so he was 53 years old. He resigned and he started programming. And so I joined him. And in 1981, we built the first tax software ever for an Apple computer.
Back in 1981. Wow. So when was Pac-Man? One second.
I mean, Pac-Man was after that. There weren't even, at the time, 50,000 desktops in the country.
That's wild. Wow. So a real visionary in this business. Well, let's move on to Liberty Tax Service, which is no stranger to anyone. Certainly, I mean, in the New York, New Jersey area, I just went on the Google map and couldn't even count them. There's so many. It's a great resource that's, available to anyone. Liberty Tax Service has been ranked as one of the top franchise opportunities on Entrepreneur Magazine's annual Franchise 500 every year from 98 through this year, 2015. Wow. Any tips on getting into an elite category and staying there?
I think the key to success is perseverance, but there's a lot of other attributes that start you on your way. And the number one thing I think that separates me, and I've built two chains now of over 10,000 locations, and working on a third one that we just started last year that already has 150. But the key thing is drive. I'm driven, and I saw an interview of a great basketball player, and Dennis Rodman, who they interviewed him. They said, Dennis, how did you get along with Michael Jordan? You didn't get along with anyone in your career. You fought with your own teammates. He said, because when Michael and I go on the court, we're the same, right? That we would give 150%. We would rather die than lose. And I think that's key, is you have to be driven, because there are barriers that are going to be in your way. God doesn't put anyone here to skate through. And so you have to be prepared to overcome obstacles.
I love this type of approach where we're listening to John Hewitt, the CEO of Liberty Tax Service. I mean, we're talking with a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and he's saying it straight, and the audience will appreciate this. It comes down to drive, passion. I mean, that's a great quote that those two, between Dennis Rodman and Michael Jordan, they'd rather die than lose. I mean, wow. I mean, that's drive. That's passion. That's ambition. Oh, wow. John, any advice on continually communicating and providing updated training for a network of franchisees? I mean, you have 4,300. Any tips on that?
Yeah, that's, any system, to be a great system, it has to be continually improving. There's no system that was developed that has worked forever. You have to adjust with the times. And the thing that we do that's different from most companies is each year we have a convention, and we call in our franchisees and we say, tell us how to improve. How do we improve our tax software? How do we improve our customer support? How do we improve our training? And we write down all the ideas, and typically they'll come up with hundreds of suggestions. And I'm proud to say, after doing this for over 20 years, that every year more than half of those suggestions are implemented that year. And I think too many CEOs and companies think they live on this pedestal, or they live on a throne, and they don't listen to the people in the field that are dealing with the customers. I might understand the big picture better, but the 35,000 seasonal taxpayers understand what the customers need. I don't do any tax returns. They're doing millions of tax returns.
A great point. I mean, that they go out, you incorporate and listen to all the advice that's coming back from the field, the boots on the ground, as they say, and then picking it up and developing and listening and executing on all that great advice. It's so important. And they say, actually, that the best CEOs are the ones that have kind of been through it, and this is another great takeaway from John Hewitt. Thank you. Next question. Then we'll go maybe to the actual tax related issues, if we may. What are some of the top tax problems that people face, and your suggestion how they could be avoided?
Well, the first thing is a sort of a general broad problem that people have. Most people don't know what's deductible and what's taxable. They don't know the laws. So when they prepare for their tax situation, they're not familiar with opportunities to save money, whether they can Some years it is advantageous to buy energy saving doors or windows or devices. Sometimes it's a great time to buy a home or an automobile, and people aren't constantly informed, and they make decisions before they get advice of a tax person. What the biggest thing you can do is to prepare for the future is to, if you're going to make any major decision in life, if you're going to buy a home, if you're going to get married, get divorced, become self-employed, buy rental property, you need to seek the advice of a tax expert, because you can adjust things to your benefit. For example, back when I first learned taxes in the 60s, a famous movie star had got a divorce, and alimony can be deductible. The rules of the 60s, and to be deductible, it had to be paid in payments of more than 10 years. Well, his attorney, who was uninformed, set up his payments to be exactly 10 years, $1 million a year for 10 years or something of that nature. So because it wasn't 10 years in one day, he lost out on the entire deduction. So the major thing you need to do is be informed and seek advice before you do something, because after you've got married, after you've bought that home, it's too late to change it, go back and change it to your advantage.
Such important advice, again, for the listeners of Mind Your Business here. Seek an expert. Listen to that example, that someone that lost out on a deduction because it wasn't spread out over an additional day. Unreal. But that's a great example. That the professional would have known that. Moving along, say someone received a gift, you know, in 2015. Is there a way that they can know if the gift will be classified as taxable or non-taxable income?
Sure. It depends on the characteristics of the gift. Most gifts are not taxable, and there's something called a gift tax, and I think that most people think that if they receive the gift, then it might be taxable. But actually, the people that pay gift tax are the ones that give the gift. You're penalized for giving too much to any one individual in any year. And so the most gifts are non-taxable, but it depends on the amount. And if they are taxable, they're taxable to the person that's or the organization that's giving the gift.
Right. So you mean it's not in general, it's not an issue for the recipient, but rather for the giver.
Exactly. In general. And that seems to be counterintuitive, but it's the way it is.
Now, we're going to go to, in a moment, to the Affordable Care Act, which is, of course, on everyone's mind. But before that, just a quick question. We know December 31st is just around the corner. What are some other key dates that people perhaps should keep in mind?
Actually, let's talk about the 31st first.
Okay.
Because there are so many things that you can do right now to help plan your tax situation, that there are things, for example, that you're going to spend next year, and it depend, and you can make those changes and make payments now to be beneficial. So, for example, if in Virginia Beach here, I get a real estate bill on my home, and half of it's due in December, and the other half's due in June. Well, if I go ahead and pay both halves by December 31st, then I can deduct that whole amount for this year. So what I need to do is look at my income, expected income in 2015 and in 2016, and see which is most beneficial. If I'm like most people and my income tends to be just gradually growing, then it's better to accelerate those into this year. Same with a charitable contribution. You know, when I pledge to my religious organization, if I'm going to make payments in 2016, I might want to accelerate those into 2015 in order to deduct them this year. So there are some things that you can prepay that are going to benefit you, and you can deduct them this year. Now, if your income is going down, is going considerably up next year and low this year, then you'd want to do the opposite. You'd want to wait and pay things in January. And so you can plan kind of your tax strategy. And you have to know what you can prepay. Some things you cannot prepay. For example, you can't you can't deduct interest if you on your mortgage if you prepay your interest. So certain things you can deduct if you prepay, and certain things you can't. And so, again, we as experts, and you can call our toll-free number, and we'll give you the answer as to what you can deduct and what you can't deduct.
Yeah, now, and if you could please share with the audience the website and the toll-free number of Liberty Tax Service.
Yeah, it's 800-793-4835.
Excellent. And again, the exact spelling of the website?
It's libertytax.com.
LibertyTax.com. It doesn't get easier than that. LibertyTax.com. Again, we're speaking with John Hewitt, the CEO of Liberty Tax Service. Also, a special shout-out and a thank you to Jeffrey Hazlett and his great team at Tallgrass for orchestrating to get such a fine and incredible guest. Now let's move to the Affordable Care Act. I don't know, maybe you could look into your glass ball there, and are there any changes that you see coming in 2016 in regarding to that?
Yeah, it's so interesting, the Affordable Care Act. Let me say this to start. It's and I've been doing, as you mentioned, I've had 46 years of experience. I started in 1969 in this industry, and so it is simply the most complicated tax change that's come since Ronald Reagan was president.
Wow.
In 1986, and it is so complicated that last year, over 90% of the people that declared they tried to pre-calculate what their exemption was going to be and how much their credit they were going to take on their tax return, and over 90% of the Americans got that wrong in
wow.
figuring out in advance, and so
wow.
they had to correct it on their tax return, and as a result, over a million people just didn't file because they owed money and they weren't prepared, and so they didn't have the money, so they just didn't file, and another million people were so confused by it they threw up their hands and said, you know what? We're not going to be able to do this. So we're going to postpone and not do the return by April 15th. So combined, over 2 million people didn't file the returns. If you acquire insurance, and you're one of those individuals that is required under ACA, Obamacare, to get your insurance, you get a tax credit. That's complicated based on your situation. And if you don't file your insurance, then you have to pay a penalty and you have to calculate that. Both are the most complicated things that have happened in almost 30 years. So it's difficult to predict what's going to happen, because if you can tell me who's going to be the next president and win the next Congress, then I'll have a lot more insight into that. But even that's unclear at this point.
Yeah, and if you actually knew, you'd probably be quite wealthy. You could just head straight to Vegas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Make a lot of money.
Yeah. But it would remove a lot of fun from these debates, no?
Yes.
Okay, so on the same point about ACA, Obamacare, are there any particular exemptions or penalties that you could even share with the audience of Mind Your Business?
You know, it's too complicated to even go
yeah.
through the all of them, because there are so many situations. Let's say you have a child and you're a single parent, and mm-hmm. you marry another person that's a single parent, or you begin living together. Your household situation can change just at a snap of the fingers, just like one get married, get divorced, have a child, and a child grow. Turns 18, you know, any of those things can trigger a different answer to how much you have to claim on your tax return.
Hmm. Now, if I may, one last question on the Obamacare, and I apologize, I know it's kind of so broad and so fraught with so many, you know, angles and details and laws, but perhaps you could share even just a quick takeaway of how the Obamacare law affects small businesses.
Yeah, the interesting thing, and I'm not sure that the lawmakers understood this, that when they passed it, is that one of the complications is that there were many small businesses who were paying insurance, and they, by passing this law and having this these new exchanges and insurance, many employers dropped their insurance to because it was cheaper to have the employees go and get the Obamacare. And so it caused a lot of people who were insured to lose insurance. And so that's complicating the whole scenario. And then this is pretty complicated, so I don't know how much to go into totally, but the government was required in certain Obamacare required the government to if the exchanges and insurance companies lost money because of the they were required to accept people even with preconditions that had cancer or had some catastrophic no matter what your illness you were they were required to cover you. Well, there was money to be paid to reimburse them for their losses. Well, since then it's changed to a Republican Congress, and they won't fund that money. So the insurance companies, one of the biggest ones, United Health Insurance, just last month said they lost $500 million, $500 million under this. So it's very, very unclear and murky how the government's going to respond in the future to these challenges.
Wow. We're speaking with John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service. We're right here on Mind Your Business, 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break and back with John in a moment. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best. Website with brains. They're experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. Or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
And we're back on Mind Your Business with Yusuf Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Special thank you to Jeffrey Hazlett and Tallgrass for orchestrating the incredible guest that we have on the line with us this evening, Mr. John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service. Mr. Hewitt, here we go with the... let's talk some marketing here. Liberty Tax has done some incredible marketing. A couple of years ago, you actually held a flash mob for the Statue of Liberty's 125th birthday. In fact, Chris, could we play the clip?
Lady. want to introduce to you Chris Richardson.
Well, Mr. Hewitt, bring back some memories there.
Yes, very much so. You know, our mission statement is set the standard, improve each day, and have some fun. And yeah. I believe if on Monday morning you're going to work and you're not looking forward to it, you're going to the wrong place. We take the last part, having fun, very, very seriously.
Well, let's talk some marketing here. I mean, Liberty Taxes is very well known for its brand ambassadors or... can you share a little bit about that form of marketing with the audience of Mind Your Business?
Sure. Back when I was CEO of Jackson Hewitt, I read a book, and it said, you know, the most recognizable object that was a trademark was that little green Coke bottle. It said you could see that 100 yards away, and you would think to yourself, Coca-Cola. And back when we were at Jackson Hewitt, I said, well, what could look like a Jackson Hewitt? Well, we couldn't think of anything. It's so easy when your name is Liberty Tax to use the Statue of Liberty costume, Statue of Liberty 15-foot, 20, 25-foot balloons. We have permanent statues that are 15, 20, 25 feet. We pass out the foam rubber crowns that you can get down in Battery Park. When you go to the Statue of Liberty, we pass them out by the millions. So it's so easy to get brand name out when your name is Liberty.
You know, to your credit, I just want to point that, or to yourself and your marketing team, we say it's easy, but I found as running a marketing firm, so many times the client doesn't necessarily have that vision for these great ideas. It's true, it's Liberty Tax Service, and the possibility is almost endless, but there's really great marketing that's done by Liberty Tax Service. And on that same note, perhaps any other ideas and strategies you could share with the audience that Liberty Tax Service employs in terms of its marketing?
Sure, we do a number of things that I think are novel. For example, we have very, very... I could tell you a dozen different things, but one thing we do appreciation weeks in March, because we have these two very, very busy periods during the tax season. One is in January when people get the W-2s, and for the population that wants their money quick and they come rushing in and they're younger and have low income and they live paycheck to paycheck, and they want their money and they want it yesterday, and they all file by early February. And then the procrastinators that have more income, have complicated returns, they have some kind of complexity, like they own their own home or have medical expenses, and they all file in April. So we have this period, a lull during the season between the early filers and the late filers. And so we have a policy of giving back, and we do tax returns for firemen and policemen and teachers and the caregivers in this country for free. During March, we do tens of thousands of tax returns for free. And people, the hardest thing to do is getting people to believe that, because they say, why would you do that? And we do that in a way selfishly, because a third of the people are for new customers only, and they're only in March. And we're giving back. And a third of those people will come back the next year and pay us. And a quarter of those people are going to send one of their friends in who's going to be a customer. So it turns out to be a great marketing concept, and it doesn't cost very much money because we're not busy. And so that's one of the many different types of advertising that we do that are novel. We call it guerrilla marketing. There's a book on guerrilla marketing, and one of my favorite books ever. And we take a lot of things out of that, out on guerrilla marketing.
Wow. So I two points I want to just stay on with this question. First of all, I want all the many of the listeners in the audience will perhaps include firemen, police, some of the actual people that you mentioned that you have this incredible offer for. And if this is really incredible, they may not have known this. Let them go to they could just stop into a local branch of Liberty Tax Service. Is it as simple as that?
It's each service has a specific week during March.
Okay.
And so what they need to do or should do is just contact their nearest Liberty office for the times of those specials, because policemen might be March 1st to March 7th and firemen March 8th to March 14th. So if they call the toll-free number, that 800-790-3863, mm-hmm. they can get the address of the local office and find out when it can be offered to them.
That is so beautiful. And of course, we understand it's a marketing technique as well, but notwithstanding, that is so gracious of Liberty Tax Service, really, for our public servants who really deserve our recognition. On another note, I actually put out a book on marketing recently, and of course, we'll be in touch off the air, and I want to send you a copy. Guerrilla Marketing is Jay Conrad Levinson. That was a great, really fantastic, not A, because really he had a number of books. Yes, those are fantastic reads.
I liked it so much, I had him a keynote speaker at our convention in Virginia Beach.
Wow. He must have been off the charts.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Now, if we may, for our audience, we're going to go to the topic of retirement planning. Not everyone's familiar with the difference between an IRA and a 401k. Can you explain that?
Yeah, simplistically, a 401k is provided by an employer, and an IRA is for outside of your employment. So that's the simplistic difference, is that employers must provide 401k plans, and IRAs you can get on your own without an employer.
Got you. Now, is there any particular recommendation for how much someone should be contributing towards their retirement plan?
You know what there is, but it's more, we'd rather be specific than generic on that recommendation, okay. If you know what I mean, because mm-hmm. it depends on your situation. Generally, let me say it in a different way, that the best three things that I tell people in general are, number one, become self-employed. Number two, have an IRA or a 401k, or contribute as much as you can to your pension plan. And number three is buy your own home. Those are the three general best things that you can do to provide the most tax benefit to yourself. However, the timing of that can be critical, just like when we talked earlier about paying that alimony over 10 years in one day. Starting a business or funding your IRA or your 401k could be different depending on your tax situation that year. For example, if pretend you were laid off for 9 months, you're probably not going to want to fund your IRA because it's not going to benefit you. So that's another time you're going to want to consult your tax advisor when you're deciding how much you're going to contribute to your IRA or 401k.
Now let's move to the topic of donations. And I mean, Americans are extremely charitable. Last year, I believe the number was, $358 billion. I mean, what are some of the top things that consumers should know about donating to charity, even in this holiday season or, you know, before year end?
You know, I love to save people money. And one of the ways that I've saved people money in the past is by a couple of things that people don't think about with charitable donations. They don't think about the mileage you can deduct if you drive back and forth, if you're a Sunday school, if you run a Sunday school program, or if you were a vice president of the local Red Cross or Heart Fund, or some mileage that you drive is deductible. And they also don't take advantage of the property they give. So if you give property to the Salvation Army or Goodwill or things of that nature, they don't deduct that on the return. So they miss many, many deductions because they're just not cognizant of everything they can do. So again, I love to talk about the most missed things. Obviously, if people donate and they give them cash or a check, they know that they have legitimate deduction, but they forget the other things, such as the property and the use of your automobile, that is missed over half the time.
So are there any simple tips? Now, again, obviously, a person should talk to their tax expert and or, of course, be in touch with Liberty Tax Service. But how could someone know which charitable donations, and now I'll talk specifically, let's say, about charity, which donations are deductible, and perhaps is there such a thing as something that's given that's not deductible?
There is. First of all, you can give it to a non-charitable organization, and secondly, your charitable donations may be limited to most common charities. The large charities, you can deduct up to 50% of your income, but there are to a smaller charity, maybe a private foundation, you can only deduct up to 30% of your income. So you may be limited. When you make a very large donation or if your income isn't very large. So you have to be careful about exceeding those limits and be careful about the organization that you're contributing to, whether it's a 30% organization or a 50% organization.
Hmm. Now, is there any type of documentation that a person needs to have in order to successfully claim a deduction?
Yes, there's rules on every part of the tax return as to what you're required to keep. And so it's important to make sure that you're meeting those rules and abiding by what's the requirements of the IRS. And those are different rules if you're claiming an earned income credit, a credit on a low income credit for a child, than if you're deducting something on a charitable for a charitable donation, where you may need it depends on the amount, you may need to get a estimate of what the value is before you make the contribution. It's different if it's if you give stock in a public company. So there's different rules that apply to small business, charitable contributions, and they don't make any of this simple.
So you would say that there are charitable donations that get rejected by the IRS?
Absolutely, every year, and that's the IRS is a really helps me in the sense that everyone's afraid of them, and kind of rightfully so.
Before we approach the close, again, just want to remind the audience how they can get in touch with Liberty Tax Service. The phone number and the website, please.
Sure, it's the phone number here is 800-790-3863, and our website is libertytax.com.
It's that simple. Well, John, as we approach the close, I thank you so much for joining me on Mind Your Business here on 77 WABC. I mean, as the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, 4,300 branches across U.S. and Canada, what final thoughts can you share with our audience?
I think that it's the Christmas time is one of our principles is, you know, if you're blessed, then you're required to give back and pay it forward. And I think that in Americans, we're not doing that enough anymore. Even my own children, I'm constantly lecturing that if you're blessed, if you're healthy and alive and you're living in the United States, you're one of the top 5% most fortunate human beings on earth. And so you got to give back. And we ask all of our franchisees, you know, I have my own charity and my own calling that I feel compelled to give to, but I don't put that on anyone. And there are many great charities, whether it's the heart or the kidney or diabetes or world hunger. And I think you're required, if you're successful, to give back.
So special to hear those words from a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, because, I mean, obviously you're also tagged with the responsibility of, you know, making sure that the dollars and cents add up. I don't have to tell you, you know, about how important that is. But then the human side of it, the idea about giving back and the fact that we as Americans and are so blessed with our freedoms, and it's so true. John, is so true. I can't thank you enough for taking out of your precious time to join me tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. That was John Hewitt, the CEO of Liberty Tax Service. He shared some incredible advice and perspective. In case you missed it, this will be up on the iTunes channel. Go to Yitzchak Saftlas, Yitzchok Saftlas, in the iTunes store. and it will come up. Alternatively, you can go to our website, wabcbizradio.com, wabcbizradio.com. You'll see the, if you scroll down, we have a section called Featured Guest. John Hewitt will be up there, and by just clicking on it, it will take you automatically to the podcast, and you'll be able to hear the entire show. Well, we'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your services and programs. It has to deliver just the right message, the right way, to make customers excited about what you offer and interested in working with you. Online, you have to be on the money to make the money. So go with the best. Website with Brains. Their experienced team will plan, write, design, and program a winning website that combines simplicity and flexibility with powerful features that will make you the king of content marketers. And they make it so easy. All of their websites are made with an easy, user-friendly interface. Website with Brains will have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Take control of your online marketing today. Call Website with Brains for a free consultation and see how they can improve your online presence. 1-800-WEB-9018. That's 1-800-WEB-9018. Or visit them online at websitewithbrains.com.
And we're back on 77 WABC, the Mind Your Business Show, here with Yitzhak Saftless. Special thank you again to John Hewitt from the Liberty Tax Service, actually not just from Liberty Tax, the CEO of Liberty Tax Service, for sharing incredible advice, perspective, especially at this time of year as we come into the close of 2015. Probably, I couldn't think of a better person to have on our airwaves. And we a special thank you to the great folks at Tollgrass PR, led by Jeffrey Hazlett, for lining up such an incredible guest. Thank you so much. By the way, it's easy to connect with me on social media. My Twitter is YSaftless. That's my Twitter feed, YSaftless. And we share a lot of information, marketing tips. Also, you get the heads up on who will be my guests in the upcoming weeks. That's all on my Twitter. There are also some great YouTube videos of this show, of the Mind Your Business Show. If you go to Mind Your... Actually, the best way... Go to the website, wabcbizradio.com. It's all there, wabcbizradio.com. When you go to that site, so on there, if you scroll down, you'll see the videos that are up. Let's see, I'm going to scroll to it right now. We have the Jeffrey Hazlett video. That's a great video. The video with Jack Friedler, the video with Adam Lieberman, and the video with Norm Trainer. Oh, that's up. Yeah, my great team. They got it up already. The video with Norm Trainer. That's also a great interview we had on business strategy, advice, perspective with Norm Trainer of the Covenant Group up in Toronto, Canada. Let's see. We also want to talk a little bit this evening about my new book, So What's the Bottom Line, released by Morgan James Publishing. 260 pages that covers... I can't say better than the title itself. So what's the bottom line? 76 proven marketing tips and techniques for building your business and your personal brand. Well, guess what? You could download a free chapter on the book. Actually, by going to wabcbizradio.com, on there, there's a link, and you just click on the link, and it will automatically get you a free chapter. And I believe the chapter is the 11 power words for marketing. So if you want to know what the power words are, it's free. Just go to wabcbizradio.com, and you'll see on that pop-up, just fill in your email address, and you will be emailed that chapter for free. Actually, at this point, I'd love to go to a clip. A couple of weeks ago, we had a fantastic book launch celebration, and that was played here on WABC a couple of weeks ago. It was hosted by none other than TJ McCormick, incredible talent, a lot of fun, and a really great individual. And he interviewed Shea Rubinstein. Chris, can we go to the cut, please?
And we are back here for a very special edition of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. My name is TJ McCormick. As we sit here in the captain's chair once again, celebrating the release of the new book from Yitzhak Saftless called So What's the Bottom Line? And we are live from the book launch party of said book, and joined now by yet another friend of Itzhak as we celebrate away. This is Josh Rubenstein, and Josh is the president of J Builders and the executive director of the JCC of Marine Park, which is where we are this evening here in Marine Park, Brooklyn. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's fantastic to be here. What a great event, what a great crowd, and what a great book.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's a lot to be happy about tonight, a lot to be happy about. One thing I want to definitely, everybody who participates in the show, I want to make sure everybody understands who everybody is. So you're the president of J Builders. Tell us a little bit about J Builders.
Sure. So J Builders is a company that I own for about 14 years now. Mm-hmm. We do residential and commercial construction, so we're on the residential rehab new construction side, but also on the condo development side for ground up construction.
Ah, okay. And you say about 14 years.
For about 14 years.
So you were rocking and rolling in business for probably, let's see, that would make it, see, let me go backwards now. Didn't I hear you get to experience the math of the genius that I am? So we'll go back. Let's see. It was about 9 years ago. You were in business probably about 5 or 6 years before the big downturn.
That is correct.
Okay. And so, what's your opinion? Are we back yet? Are we all the way back yet?
Okay, so times were fantastic. Then 2008 and 9 and 10 came, mm-hmm. and the banks got totally scared after the crash, and they almost came to a standstill. Mm-hmm. The FDIC was taking away banks.
Yeah.
But then something very interesting happened, that over the past few years, everybody became extremely enthusiastic once again about construction and about real estate. So now it's exactly where it was before the crash.
Interesting.
But the industry professionals are concerned that there may be a correction in the next year or two, especially because we have rates that are probably going to be rising now.
So when Janet Yellen starts talking, I'm sure you're paying attention. Josh Rubenstein is the president of J Builders, and we're having a discussion here as we celebrate the launch of So What's the Bottom Line? So you found yourself in a position 7 or 8 years ago where you're in the construction business, and things were fabulous, as you said. How did you navigate those scary times while keeping your business on the straight and narrow? How did you keep your business consistent, your branding consistent, you know, aside from just keeping your head above water? How did you manage your business during that time?
That's a fantastic, fantastic point, because I'm young in the sense that I've never lived the 80s or even the 90s.
Sure.
So I've never experienced a crash or a hard time before in terms of the economy. So it was definitely something that was taken extremely hard. But I think that as a business person, we always know that there's always opportunity. And when one door closes, another one opens. For instance, even within this crash industry, some people just, could not recoup. A lot of people lost money and went out of business. But then some people noticed that there were opportunity on buying the notes from the bank because they didn't want toxic assets.
Right.
Or there were toxic assets that the banks were trying to unload because they didn't want unfinished projects.
Right.
So as long as you're always mindful of there is another opportunity, there is always that opportunity. So it was definitely difficult.
Yeah.
And it took a little bit of time,
sure.
But I just tried finding the next best thing.
And tell us, tell us about your relationship with Itzhak, and what you know about the book that he's written. So, what's the bottom line?
So Itzhak is a great friend, a fantastic human being, and most importantly, great at marketing.
Yeah.
We happen to rent space in his office building at the JCC of Marine Park, which is a nonprofit social service organization that I run as a volunteer. And he's been a great friend, and we've done a lot of projects together. He's done some of the marketing for the JCC in this new building, actually.
It's beautiful.
When we had to do, I think, the first raise of $500,000, I reached out to him. He created a gorgeous piece that were for large donors. So we definitely work well together, and he's good at what he does.
Great. Yes, yes. And as you said at the top, he's a wonderful human being. Josh Rubenstein, president of J Builders and the executive director of the JCC of Marine Park, thank you so much for being here and helping us celebrate this fabulous new book, and it's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, I first of all have to thank T.J. McCormick for hosting that that show, which was aired live from Marine Park, which was at the book launch party. Also, special thank you to Shea Rubenstein. Very nice words. Thank you. Definitely a great friend, and everything he said, the relationship is mutual. Anyone that knows Shea knows what a great guy he is. And also from his business. I've used him for his on the construction side as well. He does great work. Jay Builders, just Google it, and you'll see what he's all about and what he's capable of doing for you. So let's go back to the book. The book is called So What's the Bottom Line? The publisher is Morgan James Publishing. 260 pages, which covers 76 proven marketing tips and techniques for building your business and personal brand. Now, though, the 76 is actually many more than 76 proven techniques. It's 76 chapters, and each chapter is only 3-4 pages. It's written for today's times. Today, everything is chick-chack. Give it to me fast. We don't have time. Twitter, 140 characters, right? Chris, am I wrong? I mean, chick-chack, come on. It's got to be quick. So that's why the book was written this way. It's not one of these long, lengthy books. I'm not going to get into an argument here. And this, okay, is it better to read some 800-page book on the history of marketing and how come it? No. That's not what this book is about, and that's not why I wrote it. That's not my approach. My approach is you want to learn about great headlines. You want to learn how to write a great ad, the importance of a radio ad, how to write a radio ad. Now, again, we don't go into all types of techniques. Like, we'll have a chapter on, I have a chapter here about 6 important steps on building a great website. Now, I don't get into the whole thing. Well, what's with HTML and WordPress? I don't get into specifics. This is not a how to do it yourself kit. However, this book is really for a sole proprietor, for an entrepreneur, for anyone, actually anyone in the business world who's ambitious, who wants to get to the next level. It's filled with tips and techniques on, certainly in marketing, that's a good part of it, but also for ambition, to be appreciative. I have chapters written about the importance of sending a thank you note to someone. You know, today everything is email and everything's impersonal. When you take the time out and you address a self-addressed stamped envelope to someone, they will open it and read it. People talk about everything gets thrown in the mail, junk mail. Well, wait a second. Junk mail in general, the primary reason that junk mail gets thrown out is because it's not interesting to the person who's getting it. It's not important to them. Someone just rented a list, and they should not have sent that mail to someone. So therefore, a lot gets thrown out. That's true. But no one throws out an envelope that's addressed to that individual and has a stamp on it. They don't throw that out because that was written with intent, and you're interested in receiving that. Everyone loves getting mail, right? No one allows just the dog to eat the mail, right? You want to go through it, and then you decide what's important, what's not. But if you take the time out to write a personal letter to someone that shows genuine, that shows interest in the other person, that of course works. That's what the recommendation. So we talk about that in the book. And then, of course, there's this other chapter, one of the chapters, the 11 power words of marketing. And that's such an important chapter that actually we're willing to give that out for free. All you have to do is go to wabcbizradio.com. There's a pop-up on there, and you just put in your email address, and we will send you a PDF of that chapter for free. That's it. We want to share it with you. And then you'll see what the rest of the book is about. And the book is available on Amazon.com. It's available on Barnes & Noble and at bookstores nationwide. Actually, throughout the world, I've heard that it's getting its way. I mean, the book was just released by Morgan James on December 10th. So it hasn't been out that long yet. So it's not everywhere that it will wind up being. But at this point, you could definitely get it in many bookstores. Online, I've been told it's in Target and in Walmart. It's out there. Now, I want to come back also and thank again all those that have played such a role in helping me publicize the book. Of course, a special thank you to Morgan James Publishing. They were fantastic. The entire process was really special, although it takes time. It's interesting. People ask me, how long does it take to put out a book? Well, actually, there are really two answers. I've been working on this book for 6 years. That's right. This book, So What's the Bottom Line? 76 Proven Tips and Techniques for Building Your Business and Your Personal Brand. I worked on it for 6 years, but really, it's my lifetime that I put into it. So I'm not going to say how old I am on the air. And, you know, you could probably go online and Google, and today you could find out anything. But that's not the point. The point is, I've been in the business world since 89. So that's 26 years. This book is the result of 26 years. And that's what I put into it in the 76 chapters, and I share with the purchasers of the book, because I just, you know, love people and love to share inspiration, advice, and techniques, and that's really what this book is all about. So when you have a minute, log on to Amazon or BN.com, Barnes & Noble, or just Google it, So What's the Bottom Line by Yitzchok Saftlis, and you could purchase your copy of the book. And again, there is a free chapter available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, and you'll see the link. Just put in your email address, and we will send you that free chapter, the 11 Power Words of Marketing. And we actually, as we approach the close, want to get back to, of course, our great show that we have here. If you go to the WABCBizRadio.com website, you'll see, you scroll down, I'm looking at it now, wow, I can't believe we had this many guests, 5, 10, 15, 20, 23, including tonight, 24 guests during 2015. I mean, Michael Bakirian last week, I got so many thank yous from hearing his incredible perspective on how to hire a really great star, and also for people out there to land their dream job. What about 2 weeks ago, Jim Malcolm, the president of a Fortune 500 company here in studio, the president of Ricoh Imaging Americas Corporation. He was incredible. Talk about the Theta S. What a cool tool, and I'm sure it's going to be in the stores available very shortly. TJ McCormick, who was with me a couple of weeks ago, Norm Trainer, Adam Lieberman, David Yale, the president and CEO of JustBorn, Steven Sato, former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. What about Sully Sullenberger, who was on with us, the famous captain who saved the lives of 155 people by landing in the Hudson? I mean, it goes on and on. Saul Freeman, Simeon Freeman, Stephen Aldridge. What about Matt Britton, the author of Youth Nation and great perspective on marketing to millennials? It's all there, and you can hear the entire show for free by just going to WABCBizRadio.com. That is the website for the Mind Your Business show. By clicking on their face, it will take you immediately to the iTunes store, and you'll be able to hear it. Well, as we approach the close, a special thank you to Chris behind the boards, who just makes me hopefully sound great, but it just kind of happens by itself to the listeners, but there is a great engineer behind it, and it's Chris. Thank you so much. And a special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the producer of the show, for orchestrating everything. Thank you again for tuning in for this great edition. Tune in next week for the year-end wrap-up of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzchok Saftlis. Every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.